My Best Friend's a Genius. Story by George Ivanov. Illustrated by Toby Cornby. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Boy Genius. Miles is a genius. That means that he's really smart, super brainy. He invents things. Weird things. Things you think will never work, but they always do. He invents things like flying skateboards, computer-controlled mouse traps, and automatic toilet flushers. How do I know this? Miles is my best friend. My name is Gary. I'm not a genius. I don't invent things. But I'm good at helping Miles get out of trouble. That's another thing that Miles is good at. Getting into trouble. Well, it's his inventions that get him into trouble. The automatic toilet flusher scared Miles's mum so much that she grounded him for a week. Let me tell you about the time Miles made a hyperphone. Yes, that's right, a hyperphone. He sent me out to get the parts he needed for the phone. This was going to be his best ever invention. It was. Sort of. Chapter 2. The Hyperphone. What's a hyperphone? It's a mobile phone that lets you talk to aliens. Miles read this feature article about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and he was sure that UFOs are spaceships from another planet. Anyway, he decided to talk to the aliens in the UFOs. It won't work, I said when Miles told me about it. A phone's no good unless there's another phone to ring. Why would aliens have mobile phones? If aliens can build spaceships that come to Earth, explained Miles, they must have mobile phones. It's logical. I didn't think it was logical. But there's no arguing with Miles. I just went and got what he needed. It took Miles 3 days to make a little box with flashing lights on it. When I saw it for the first time, I just nodded and said, "That's great." Then Miles got out his mobile phone and plugged it into the box. Miles has a weird-looking mobile phone. His parents wouldn't buy him one, so he made one himself. It works really well, and calls don't cost anything. But it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. Now what? I asked Miles. I'm not sure, he said, shrugging his shoulders. I don't know what number to ring. You're joking, I said. Miles just shook his head sadly and closed his eyes. I thought he was going to cry. Suddenly, his eyes snapped open. I've got it, he said. I'll use the computer to quickly ring numbers until we get an alien on the phone. That could take ages, I said. Miles looked sad again, but then the light on his desk started to go on and off, and his mobile phone rang. Chapter 3. Talking to Aliens? Miles pressed the speakerphone button. A high-pitched, squeaky sound came out of the phone. What is that? I asked. I think that's an alien, answered Miles. More strange sounds came from the phone. But, I looked at Miles, what's the point of ringing aliens if we can't understand what they're saying? There was a crackle of electricity around the box, and the desk light went on and off again. Slowly, the strange, squeaky sounds turned into words.
Who are you? And where are you from?
Said a voice. My name is Miles, said Miles excitedly. I'm from Earth. This is my friend Gary. He's also from Earth.
I know you. you're from Earth,
said the voice.
I mean, what part of Earth are you in?
Australia, I said.
Australia?
Asked the voice. What about you? Asked Miles. What planet are you from?
Planet?
Replied the voice.
I'm on Earth.
You're not an alien? I asked.
Alien?
Laughed the voice.
No, I'm a scientist. I'm at the Antarctic Research Base.
Miles looked really disappointed. Suddenly, there was a huge crackle of electricity around the box and phone, and all the lights in the house went off.
Miles!
Called a voice from downstairs.
What have you done now?
My mum, said Miles, heading for the door. I'd better calm her down. Chapter 4. The Future. As Miles left the room, the voice on the phone asked,
You say you're from Australia?
Yes, I replied.
But Australia doesn't exist anymore. It became a part of the Oceanic Republic over 100 years ago.
What? I shouted. Then I calmed down and controlled my voice. What year is it?
Year?
Asked the voice.
It's 2156, of course. That's a very strange thing to...
Suddenly, there was another crackle of electricity and the phone went dead. I grabbed it and looked at the buttons. Yes, there was one called Last Number. I pressed it and waited.
I'm sorry,
said a strange voice.
But the number you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please try again later.
I heard yelling from downstairs. Oh, well, I thought, time to go help Miles get out of trouble again.